We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10 lines from the bottom, so 10 lines from the top, 10 lines from the top of Tezayin Amud Beis, Lishna Achrina. Lishna Achrina. Our Mishnah says that someone's, one eight says it's funny Nechtav, and one eight says it's funny Nechtam, possible. That was the third case of a Mishnah. So Lishna Achrina, Amri La Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Yehud Amr Rav Yechon, Afilu Get Yoyt Tachas Deh Shneim, even if they're both Shluchim, that means the person saying it's funny Nechtav is a Shliach, the funny Nechtam is a Shliach, still it's possible. Alma Kasava, must be withhold. Shnaim Shaviu get Medias Yom, Chichas Yom, Fenei Nechtav, Fenei Nechtam. It must be two people bring a get. Medias Yom have to say, Fenei Nechtav, Fenei Nechtav. Both have to say it. Even two Shluchim coming have to say it. And therefore, here they didn't do Ketakunoi. Neither one said it. Therefore, it is possible. Omale Abaya, El Miata. So what's coming at El Beata, the Seif, V'Lektorin Shnaim, Oymer Fenei Nechtav, Echra Fenei Nechtam, Possible, Rav Yudha Machshir. And there's a machlokes by two Fenei Nechtav, one Fenei Nechtam is possible. And who does Machshir? I feel get Yosef Tachas Deshneim, Pasar Ban, even if they're both Shluchim. I'm like, in. He says, yes. So what's the machlokes? And here Rashi says again, why is Rav Yudha Machshir? Well, that's where he learns. Why is Rav Yudha Machshir? So just to speak out, before we even do the next Gemara, the Gemara will jump right into it, is that we said, Alma, Shnayim that say, the Shnayim, two Shluchim bring a get, Niva Fanei Nechtam, Nechtam. Obviously, that's going according to Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, if two Shluchim bring something, you have Edom and Shulam Kaima. So obviously, we're going according to Rabbah, has to be. And according to Rabbah, why takas are no good? You have your Lashma, and you have your Lashma, two Shluchim are saying Lashma, both Neman. Teretz is because Rashi says asla chlufe, and the Mashal points out that even Lefi Rabbah, he agrees to the idea of asla chlufe, that you can get mixed up with kiyum shtaros. That you can get mixed up because Rabbah has a tzairich. It's a tzairich to have him say b'fenu nechtam, b'fenu nechtav because of lashma. You have to say it, and you have to rely on the shluchim. The problem is if you rely on the shliach, then it's a kum lachlufe v'shar staros because you're believing one aid on a chasima. So we're going according to Rabbah at this point when it says, what? Right, but it wasn't the same guy. No, 101. It was 101. It was two different aidim, two different shlichim. That doesn't help. No. That clearly that does not work. That does not have to help. That's not the only way. It's a hecker if he himself says both, or fear of Yehuda before we have two people say. But one aid and one aid, that's not enough. That's not sufficient. Haraya is, we said before, Rehuda doesn't argue with that case. Even Rehuda holds that svara. That's still asur lachlufe. So right now, we're saying you need two aidim. Even if they're two shluchim, the halach is, if they both say each thing, it's possible. And then where I said, even by two aidim on ksiva, and one in chasima, even if they're all shluchim, it's machlaikis. So what's pshar and Rehuda is machshir? So where says, my kibbutz, what's machlaikis? So Gemara is like this. The Tanakhama holds Ein Bikin L'Shma, and therefore, if it's Ein Bikin L'Shma, therefore, even two people who bring a get, two people say Ksiva, and the other one says Chasima, it doesn't work because you need the one who says Chasima to say everything. You need him to say everything. Masha Enke, the other man, the Yama holds Ein Edim B'Tsun L'Kaimai, and therefore, if he holds ain edim and tzuin l'kaimai, therefore, as long as you have two shluchim, it's kosher. And lefiza, you could say he argues on the reish also, like the tiny taisis by the beginning of the wide lines. Mar sava lefizim is l'kaimai. Zok taisis hashtav much like shuya. It looks like Rehuda reisha. Rehuda argues on the first case also, because now we're saying what's behind Rehuda? Ain edim and tzuin l'kaimai. If you have two edim, you're good to go. So it comes out with saying the machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda at this point is the all shluchim. So what's the machlokes? According to the Tanakhama, says possible because he holds nid l'shma. If you need l'shma, it means you need the shliach to give the edus. And the problem is that the shliach is only saying half the edus. Master Inki and Rabbi Yehuda holds no, like Rabbi Rava. If you have two edim, two shluchim, it's good because you have two edim. So leima Rava Rava Tanayim, it's like Tanayim. So tomorrow no loy Rava Mataris Tchish Kama. Rava will say, it's not like Sarayim. I'm going to learn the Mishnah like Lishta Kama, which means what? The Ein Get Yoytzev Tachas Deshneim, that the Get is not both Shluchim, because if they're both Shluchim, everything is good. Rava learns like that. Two Shluchim, everything is good. We're talking about the not both Shluchim. And therefore, you don't need the therefore not shluchim, very geshmak. The reisha is the case, which means the third case of the Mishnah is 101. That doesn't work because the shliach only say one thing. That's the first point. And the second part of the Mishnah is machlekes if you have osel chufa enat. So Rava learns the Mishnah lishtakama, and therefore it's no problem. If it's two shluchim, it's taka good. That's what Rava learned. Has Rava learned? And Rava learns, Rava amlacht kuli ama bino shma bino shma. Vachmayaskinon. Here we're talking about la'acha shalomdu. So therefore, you don't really need lishma anymore. And the whole reason you need lishma is because Hashem yachadav kekulay. Uvegzeir Hashem yachadav kekulay kemifagi. The ma'asava gazrinon or ma'asava loy gazrinon. And the way Rashi learns is that one man dema holds that you're geizer even by two edim. Even by two edim, you're still geizer. Even if you have two edim, the all three shluchim, you're still geizer. It's milsla shicha. Still, you guys are shem yachad v'kula. You need lishma. If you need lishma, you need the shliach to say everything. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not geyser by two eidim. And therefore, because it's not shliach two eidim to bring something, two shlichim to bring something. And therefore, there's no gzeira. And therefore, you don't need v'fayinachta. So lifanam Rabbi Yehuda bereisha. So Rabbi Yehuda argues on the first case also, which means the third case of the Mishnah. Once it's v'fayinachta, then nechta. So you argue there also. So tomorrow you're right, he does argue. Hayit malam ula, chog rabiuda af barishayna. He argues even barishayna. So the bottom line is, if the second lashon was saying that even if they're all shluchim, there still are mishnah. Everyone is shluchim, the rabbanon hold that if you say the fetus, this girsa, rabbanon hold that you need to say lishma. And if one shliach says for nechta, one says for nechta, doesn't work. You need the same shliach saying both, because that's the takanas chacham. And if Nyaka do it, it'll become Asa Chlufa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they weren't Geizer Lishma when you have two Shluchim. Very simple. And Rabbi learned the Mishnah like Lishtakama, that we're talking about that they were not both Shluchim. There's only one Shliach. If only one Shliach, so if it's one on one, so then the Shliach didn't say everything. And the other guy's stomach, Erechot. And if it's two Edim with one guy saying, that's totally the Machlekes, if that's Asa Chlufa or not. Talking about Atshluchim, Shalom's two people in the Ereksiva, is that called Asa Chlufeinat? That's the place of Hudar Rabban, that's the Lishtakama, according to Rava. Very good Shema. Maser of Aisha Ula. Aisha is a Kashan Ula. Ula, you said that Rabbi Huda argues on a third case. So, I have a Bryce, it's like this. Huda Machsha Bezu V'loi Bacheres. His Machsha Dafka, this case, not all the case. Sounds like only the case of two Befani Nechtav or one Befani Nechtav, only that case. My lab, Lemute, Echadon Fani Nechtav, Echadon Fani Nechtav. But a case where it's one on one, there, he says, he argues on that. So it's a kasha on Ula. Ula says that feed the second law. Shem Rehuda argues even on the race. Shem first, he doesn't argue on the race. It's dafka bazu. So like more law. Lemute b'fani nechtam avaloy b'fani nechta. It's coming to lafuke, the case where you only said one thing and no one said b'fani nechta. Sak that ramina hoyo b'legoz Rav Yehuda gzer Shem yachtav kuloi. Since Rehuda is not goy to Shem yachtav kuloi. Dilma Asi Lechlufe Bekim Sharas Dama Beidecha Nami Lagaza. Maybe it's not Goyzi either. The din of Asi Lechlufe Kemash Vilon. No. Kemash Vilon. That he's Goyzi on that case as well. Now, Tosis is Medayik from this Gemara that Rehu doesn't hold Shem Yachs Dovah Kula at all. Doesn't hold Shem Yachs Dovah Kula at all because here it's saying, Hoyv Lagaza Rehu Zer Shem Yachs Dovah Kula. Well, we only said by two Shluchim, not by one. So Tosis is Medayik from that he holds there's no Shem Yachs Dovah Kula at all. And the whole problem Taka only is Asil Lachlufe, which he Taka holds of, but he doesn't hold of Shem Yachad Lekulay. The bottom Tosfos points that out to Agar and Rashi, and therefore the Masha asks the Gemara on Daf Hey that mentions Shem Yachad Lekulay, and then Milsa Shichal goes Rabbanon. It's like no one. It's not like Rabbanon holds even by two people. You have Shem Yachad Lekulay. It's not like Rabbi Huda Fi Tosfos because he doesn't hold Shem Yachad Lekulay. So he says that Gemara must be going like this to Kama of our Gemara. That's the Masha speaks out. Al Kapanim. That is our Gemara. Invite Itman Nami. Amar Yehuda, Shnayim Shaviu Get Medina Siyam, Bono Chesh Yudra Rabbanon. If two people bring a Get Medina Siyam, one says Fani Nechtav, one says Fani Nechtam, it's Machloikas Yudra Rabbanon. So we have, Yehuda says the same exact idea, like we have from before, that in a case of Echav Vani Nechtam, Echav Vani Nechtam is Machloikas Yehuda and the Rabbanon. That's Machloikas Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So to Gemara, Rabba Vachana Chalash. Rabba Vachana was well. Oyligabei Rabbi Huda v'Rabba, or different gersa is v'Rabbanon, that it came. Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanon came with Shluibei to visit him. Ba'omene, they asked him a shaila. Shnayim shaviu get medina sayam. Tzrichin shiyoyim rubefreinu nechta, freinu nechta ma'in tzrichim. Do two Edim have to say for Nechtav? Basically, the Shaila is similar to what we had before. Do you hold like Rava, the two Edim only for Edim Mitzuyim Lekaima, and here they're Mitzuyim, or it's also Shema, they have to say it. And we had a Shaila before, and Dafei also. You don't need it. You don't need it. If you say, if they would say, you'd ask them about Shema, no, they would be believed. So he also believed. This is that Gemara. Now, actually, if you have a kasha, so has to do with Rabba, it's a great question. The Gemara Daf Hey says it's Toshema from this, and it has a kasha Rabba from here. Look, here you see that two Edim don't need, but for Neinu Nechtam, you see that there's no Din L'Shema. The Gemara asks the kasha Daf Hey, the Gemara answers La'achash Lamdu, the Gemara asks Ay Shem Yachad of Kuloi, the Gemara answers Mustah Shechel Goz Rabbanon. So the Gemara does talk about this case on Daf Hey. Adhachi also Chabara, a Chabara is these Persians that were a little wild people that came, Shaklo Shar Kamayu. They grabbed away the fire. They were sitting with the fire, they grabbed it away. Shaklo Shar Kamayu. And because they had a holiday, but a holiday, they only let the light in their base of Eretz Yisrael. Any light anywhere else, they took away. So they took them away. So they were a little, the Rabbanim, they were Mamar, so surprised. Amar, they davened, Amar Rachmana, Oy Betulach, either bring us back to your sail your shade, bring us back to the base mikdash. Oy betul the bar Esav, give us the Esav. I don't want these Persians over here, these Babylonians. Lemeimra, so it's mashma from their tefila. The ramoyim malum b'parsoi that Romans are better than Romans which come from Esav are better than Persians. Vatani Rav Chia, pray tomorrow. Vatani Rav Chia, ma'idachsev. What's behind the pasuk? The Gemara Mshachim. Alekim haven dark of who yadas v'kayma. That Hashem knows exactly where to put the yidden. There, Kosh Baruch Hu b'shalosh and yochayim lekabel gzeres ramayim. It said in this memra that they couldn't mekabel the gzera of the Romans. Omad the higlo isim lebavel. If we sent them to Bavel, so you see that Bavel's better. Hashem knew exactly where to put them. Bavel's better. So here we're saying Bavel's worse, and there says Bavel's better. Like Kasha, how we came to Nesi Chabar Bavel? That's before the Chabarim came to Bavel, which means when in the Meik Hasdim and Buchanetzar and Avil Meroidich and Balshatzar, that was good. But after the Chabarim came, which means after the days of Kairish, that the Chabarim came, it was worse for the Yidin. After the Chabarim came to Bavel, then it was taka worse, it would be better to be with the Romans. Back upon him, that was just a ma'isa, the end of a very cheshbon de Gemara, but that's what the Gemara is saying, is that the Chabarim were not good to the Yidden.